T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Word from the CDC is you no longer need to wear a mask if you've been fully vaccinated, except, of course, in those circumstances when you must wear a mask. Stephen Portnoy with more from the White House.
Pointing to new data, the CDC director says the vaccines not only provide solid protection from COVID and its variants, they also prevent the virus's spread.
The science demonstrates that if you are fully vaccinated, you are protected.
While she says vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks outside or inside, Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Americans should wear them when traveling on buses, planes, or trains. Heralding this new guidance at the White House, President Biden called it a great day.
Now let's finish the work of beating this virus and getting everything back to normal.
So, are New Yorkers ready to give up their masks? Glenn Schuck trying to find out this morning in Brooklyn. Glenn?
Health departments in New York and New Jersey say they'll be reviewing these new federal guidelines. So, the mask mandate actually stays in effect in those states for now. Both Governors Cuomo and Murphy are expected to say more about this later today. Now, we caught up with this woman who works in Soho. Clearly, she's relieved.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. I'm not wearing a mask, as you could see, because I think it's really bad for my teeth and it's bad for my respiratory system. I wonder what these things are made out of and what I'm actually breathing in.
The Mayor de Blasio calls the announcement a monumental decision, but says masks will still be needed in places like schools and when you ride the subway. You'll remember New York State was the first in the country to enact a mask mandate. That was last April 15th in 2020. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Flatbush in Brooklyn.
There are a lot of incentives being offered right now to convince people to get vaccinated. In Ohio, you could win $1 million if you get vaccinated. Of course, there's only a chance you'll get the million, whereas here in New York City, you will definitely get a free hamburger from Shake Shack. Sounds like the offer would have done it for the mayor if he wasn't already vaccinated.
If this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
No, and it's not just a free burger. You get free fries if you produce proof of vaccination at your local Shake Shack. The Democrats running for mayor debated last night. Among the highlights, former cop Eric Adams and Maya Wiley getting into it over stop and frisk.
When you use stop and frisk, if someone is hiding in an alleyway 4 o'clock in the morning and the police officers stop him, question him on what he's doing there, that is a legal stop. That is how you're supposed to.
You and I both know that the reason that 88% of people were innocent who were stopped and frisked is because it wasn't actually about anybody who was doing anything wrong in the first place.
Scott Stringer said we can't return to Giuliani-era policing, and frontrunner Andrew Yang said we need to evolve to a 21st century form of policing. Perhaps make that former frontrunner Andrew Yang. A new poll from Change Research has Adams in the lead at 19% to Yang 16. Nobody else was in double digits. The poll has 22% of New Yorkers still undecided. Despite what several women who used to work for him say, Governor Cuomo insists he never sexually harassed anyone. He did some gov-splaining for reporters yesterday.
Harassment is not making someone feel uncomfortable. That is not harassment. If I just made you feel uncomfortable, that is not harassment. That's you feeling uncomfortable.
One of the governor's accusers, Lindsay Boylan, now running for Manhattan borough president, takes issue with the governor's definition, saying the single most powerful man in New York is trying to play devil's advocate for himself, contradicting a bill he himself signed into law. The governor did sign a bill a couple of years ago to lower the legal bar for harassment claims. Also reacting, accuser Charlotte Bennett, who tweeted, "When Governor Cuomo propositioned me for sex, he broke the law. It's very simple. The issue is about his actions. It's not about my feelings. He broke the law. You know, the one he signed." 4-year-old Sky Martinez is back home in Brooklyn after getting shot in the leg in Times Square last weekend. Sonia Romero Martinez is her mother.
I just keep remembering my daughter looking at me, at my eyes, telling me, "Mommy, I'm okay. Mommy, I'm okay."
Sky got a visit from Minnie Mouse, some toys, and an NYPD helicopter flyover to welcome her home. Her mom says that's nice, but
we just want justice for Sky, for what happened in the city.
The accused shooter, Farrakhan Mohammed, is in custody down in Florida. He told a TV station there he knows nothing about the shooting and was in New Jersey at the time, but surveillance video indicates otherwise. Report of a slashing this morning at the Union Square station. Cops got a 911 call of a man lying on a bench, and they found that he had been slashed. Four men were apparently responsible for this, and they got away. Police still looking for them. It's just the latest attack in the transit system. Many of the victims have been transit workers, like Monique Rondon, a bus driver who says she's been attacked multiple times.
For a year, this took a toll on me that it was just completely debilitating. I went into extreme depression over this, and it took me quite some time to get back to work. It took me about 19 months. I contemplated quitting the job because I didn't think I could do it anymore.
Union members got on buses yesterday, calling on riders to demand that the mayor deploy more cops on buses. No response yet from the mayor's office. A-Rod wanted to buy the Mets, but he couldn't, so now he's settling for a team from out of town. And it's not even a baseball team, as Mark Rene is here to tell us this morning. Mark?
Yelly Alex Rodriguez and his new venture capital partner Mark Lowry are plunking down a reported $1.5 billion for the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves, a team that's been around since 1989 and in 32 seasons has only won one division title. Since going to the Western Conference Finals in 2004, the T-Wolves have been back to the playoffs exactly one time. This season, they're 22-48, so not unlike his old buddy Derek Jeter with the Miami Marlins, it appears A-Rod is looking at a serious reclamation project. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
If you like Shark Tank, how about trying the real thing? The Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk is looking for experienced scuba divers to swim with the sharks in their 110,000-gallon tank. Volunteer divers will help with educational presentations alongside 6 sand tiger sharks and 1 lemon shark. If this appeals to you, you can get in touch with the aquarium.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.